USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Attorney General says he has a message for President Trump.
I cannot do my job here at the department with a constant background commentary that undercuts me.
Speaking on ABC, the head of the Justice Department, William Barr, is under fire for overruling his prosecutors and recommending a lighter sentence for the president's longtime ally, Roger Stone.
You think I need the president's tweet to tell me that 7 to 9 years is excessive?
He said he never spoke to the White House and made the decision before President Trump tweeted the original recommendation was a miscarriage of justice. An old familiar face is returning to the White House. President Trump says Hope Hicks has been asked to return. She's expected to serve as a counselor to the president and senior advisor Jared Kushner. This is USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tragic news from police in the South. Casey, South Carolina Police Chief Byron Snellgrove was visibly upset as he spoke about Faye Swetlick. The six-year-old girl was last seen getting off of a school bus at her home on Monday.
It is with extremely heavy hearts that we are announcing that we have found a body that the coroner has identified as Faye Marie Swetlick.
Police have now opened a murder investigation. They've also found the body of a man in the same neighborhood, but it's unclear if the deaths are related. The Senate approved a bipartisan measure limiting President Trump's authority to launch military operations against Iran. The resolution says he must first seek approval from Congress. Republican Senator James Inhofe does not agree with the vote.
The Iranians will interpret a vote in favor of this resolution as tying the president's hands, and that would lead Iran to believe once again that it can get by with anything.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
As the coronavirus continues to spread in Asia, people are becoming concerned about the Summer Olympics in Tokyo. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky reports.
The folks who are running the Olympics in Japan say concerns over the virus will not stop the Summer Games. And at this point, they do not plan on postponing any of the events in Tokyo. The Games run from July 24th through August 9th. For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
The Justice Department has added new criminal charges against Chinese tech giant Huawei and several subsidiaries, accusing the company of a brazen scheme to steal trade secrets from competitors in America. The new indictment also alleges the company provided surveillance equipment to Iran that enabled the monitoring of protesters during the 2009 anti-government demonstrations in Tehran, and that it sought to conceal business that it was doing in North Korea despite economic sanctions there. The company issued a statement on Thursday disputing the allegations and calling them without merit. The new allegations come as the Trump administration raises national security concerns about Huawei, the world's largest telecommunications equipment manufacturer, and aggressively lobbies Western allies to bar the company from wireless high-speed networks. Remember, you can hear the latest news anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.